Water Like a Stone by Deborah Crombie, narrated by Michael Deehy.
Prologue. Late November. Mist rose in swirls from the still surface of the canal. It seemed to take on a life of its own, an amorphous creature bred from the dusk. The day, which had been unseasonably warm and bright for late November, had quickly chilled with the setting of the sun, and Annie Lebeau shivered, pulling the old cardigan she wore a bit closer to her thin body. She stood in the stern of her narrowboat, the Lost Horizon, gazing at the bare trees lining the curve of the cut, breathing in the dank, fresh scent that was peculiar to water with the coming of evening. The smell brought, as it always did, an aching for something she couldn't articulate, and an ever-deepening melancholia. Behind her, the lamps in the boat's cabin glowed welcomingly, but for her they signalled only the attendant terrors of the coming night. The fact that her isolation was self-imposed made it no easier to bear. 5 years ago, Annie had left behind her husband of 20 years, as well as her job with South Cheshire Social Services, and had bought the Horizon with money accumulated from her interest in her family's shipping business. She'd imagined that the simplicity of life on a boat 60 feet long by a mere 7 feet wide, and the physical demands of working the boat on her own, would keep her demons at bay. For a while it had worked. She'd developed a deep love of the cut, as the traditional boating people called the canal, and an unexpected strength and pride in her own.